Vita was singing her lungs out on this song. Hey?
Yeah,
this solo alone, Ninja.
Definitely.
Killing it alongside Ja Rule, Put It On Me. Kicked off the hour with TKZ Mamboch. It is 959 Kai Drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. So today, John Wick Chapter 4 is coming out.
Bo, 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 bo.
And I'm not going to lie, I like the John Wick series. I remember watching the very first one. I saw it on TV. I just happened to be scrolling.
Yeah.
And I was like, what nonsense is this? This guy's going to go on a killing spree for a dog. But I like Keanu Reeves. I was like, okay, let's see. And since then, these movies have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. The budget is through the roof. And this one promises, they say this is the best one yet. Right?
Okay.
There are a lot of movies that start off like this.
Yeah.
So, for example, Fast and Furious was meant to be a straight-to-DVD movie when it came out in 2002.
Yeah.
They had no faith in it, so much so that, you know, they gave Vin Diesel ownership for the movie franchise. He's like, whatever, take this thing, you know?
Do you?
Vin Diesel is now worth about $600 million.
Because of that alone. Fast and Furious.
This new one that's coming out, so it's going to do $1 billion. Sharknado. Do you remember Sharknado? It's a horrible, horrible movie titled Sharknado.
Yes. I've seen that movie.
It's gone all the way up to Sharknado 7.
Ha. And that's because people keep watching it to see how bad it can get.
Yes.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So sometimes the movies that you think are pop, as a convincing stroller. And the thing with movies is, every time you come back with a sequel, they get a bigger budget and a bigger budget.
Yeah.
And the bigger the budget, the better you can make the movie.
True that.
Okay.
True that.
Because that's really what it is about now. Mm-hmm. It's about cinematography. Like, the storyline, we've heard every story.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If you watch The Fast and the Furious, in a manga from beginning to end. But if you like action.
Yes.
You know? So I'm trying to find out, are the movies that when you started out, you're like, this can't be for me. And now you are an avid fan. Or a series, maybe. Because series start off like that as well.
Yeah, no, they do.
Start off with the pilot. The pilot's usually weak, like 7 days.
Mm.
And then the next thing you know, segashis.
Upenekant.
For me, it's not even movies or series.
Yeah.
So I used to not watch Real Housewives. Kina used to always preach, watch it, it's interesting.
Mm.
And also Big Brother, I never did.
Yeah.
But I sit on that thing and actually follow each person's life. I'm invested there.
Really?
So, yeah, I just know what this one's doing. This
Big Brother as well.
Big Brother as well.
I've never watched Big Brother.
I had never watched it. And you know the strangest thing is that my uncle as well, I found him watching Big Brother, last year's one.
Yes.
So once you know the different households and their personalities, you feel like you're close to them. So I go visit him in his work and his phone is there on Big Brother. And he's
really?
Well. Yeah, I'm like, he was following it in his grown age. I was like, what? Yeah, so for me it was those, Real Housewives. Which one was it? I think was it the Durban one or the Nigerian one? One was very nice to watch.
And then you were hooked.
I don't watch. Yeah, the Nigerian one, I think, and the Durban one.
Mm.
I was actually hooked on those, yeah. And I'm not even a series person. I'm always watching, like, real events, you know? Aircraft crashes. Those kind of...
Okay.
ID, you know?
And so which tragedy in humankind has gotten better and better for you? Which tsunami? Hey? Finally, earthquakes have gotten so much better in 2023.
I think with me, it has to be anything from the Marvel universe, you know, like any kind of superhero movie where Sevens, my origins, and I was just like, I don't have time for it. And then I found myself sitting, and my sister is the person who actually got Amu very interested in them. You know? So she'll get him like a comic book of the different, you know, characters.
Yeah.
He's got like a big book of all of them.
Yeah.
Their origin stories. So much now you feel left out.
Yeah.
And you find yourself there like you're watching. We even go to the cinema.
Yes.
When there's a new Marvel movie.
What?
One of the first people to go and watch.
For me, it's this serial killer that got everybody talking.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh my gosh. I hated every moment. So my partner loves serial killer movies.
Mm.
And he was like, you need to watch this. I'm like, I don't need to watch it, but I'm going to see it. I watched one or two and then I needed to see where it ends up. I hated myself for it. But I was just so invested. I just kept going back to see what's going to happen next. Mm-mm. And that time I'm like, I hate this.
That is funny. So give us a shout and let us know. What is that thing? Maybe a series, maybe a movie. Started off hating it. Maybe it's this show even, the show. I mean, look at us now, hey? 3 years later, no signs of stress. Dando. I'm timed as a track. It's 959. It's Car Drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. If you just joined us, we're having a discussion about a movie series, or actually maybe just a TV series that started off very weak. You hated it in the beginning, and then as things progressed, you became an avid fan. I'm very excited about the fact that John Wick Chapter 4 is out today. I'm definitely going to try and watch it this weekend. And I remember when I saw the first one, I was like, what movie is this now? This is nonsense. But now, now you can't. I don't even want to miss it.
Guys, the series that creeped up on me was Ip Man. Ip Man 1, Ip Man 2, Ip Man 3, Ip Man 4, The Return of Ip Man, the beginning sequel of Ip Man. I'm stuck on that. I'm stuck on those. Ip Man.
What on earth is Ip Man? I've never even heard of that.
For me, it has to be Stranger Things. I watched the first episode and the second episode, and I'm like, yo, Makaamo, I cannot deal with Makaamo. I got to the third episode, and I was hooked. Listen, I was recruiting people to come and watch Stranger Things with me. Stranger Things on Netflix.
Ooh, you see now, once you're recruiting people, you must know they have got you. Hook, line, and sinker.
So for me, it has to be the Dragon Ball Z. Oh my word. Back then, you know. And to date, I still watch. I'm a Dragon Ball Z. I follow the storyline. I know what's going on. And I think I'm very obsessed, you know. The evolution of Goku, the Black Frieza saga, the Android 13, Android 14 and 15 with 16, 17 and 18. That saga is one of the most brilliant stories. And the Dr. Giroux, you know, so I know what's going on. Marvel Universe, Peter Parker, the evolution of Peter Parker. Oh, yes. I'm that child. You know what? And I think, Namanje, the storyline, the content is still beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So there's Ellie Britton. Ellie Britton's been an avid listener of mine, I think. Was it why? Or did she join me at 7:02? It could have been. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Either way, so she says she remembers when I first tweeted about Lokuza, John Wick, the first one.
Is it?
Yeah, and she's like, I couldn't believe you were hating on this movie so much. And now, this week, I tweeted with, yo, I'm so excited. Even Stir Kinoko hit me back. Stir Kinoko sent me a DM. They're like, hey, whenever you want to come watch a movie, just let us know.
Let them know.
Well,
take the team with you.
We'll see.
Hi, Sizwe, yo, Angazin Lesintulis, the real housewife of Kepecha of Mzanzi. Yo, hi, Shem. Hi, Angi Bugel. Marmo Angi Big Brother 24/7.
Yeah, that's all. I've never liked Big Brother.
I've never seen
even as Katsa Challenge in 2000.
I don't understand the concept. My sister's different.
Like, have you tried it?
Yeah, angkoni nje. Like, spege ni lagasi gasi. Like, what's the?
That is funny. And that's a good question, actually. Yeah. Sam Smith and Kim Petras, Unholy on 959. Is Car Drive on the streets, on the air. We are everywhere. What is that movie, that series, or anything else actually that you absolutely adore now? That you actually didn't like when it started out?
Well, yeah, for me, it's a music genre. I used to hate amapiano in the beginning. I couldn't understand this genre because now all I heard was just this log drum and it had no melody, nothing. And the lyrics were just vulgar. I used to hate the genre. But now I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan of amapiano and I'm loving what they're bringing to the music, you know? Now they're putting in the effort, they're putting in the work, especially with the lyrics and some vocalists, very good vocalists as well. So yeah, I'm enjoying the genre now. You won't tell if I hated it in the beginning.
Yeah, I also used to, I wouldn't say I hated Amapiano, but I was just like, eh, okay, whatever. But then Kabza made me a believer.
Yeah, yo, you've been advocating for
made me a believer.
Yeah.
So, nje, about manje, can't touch me with the yanos.
Mina, I used to ukcheka ama scary movie, yo. Mtana mwang faka shem senyize nyam to papa and then you funa nyi wan uzo memeza gashle nuk tuga nyi pchigala ngapa hamba ngapa besi nyaz wuzit ay musibati ay ekte ganjalo and then what yo but I love na lezi na manga lezi bata masayinti ki adventure thing yo I love those movies angisho veli yaz amanga amnant so yeah I love those movies.
That's funny utama gamdad
yes izwe on the street on the air ye mina eona leza maseris mfakwe ifro ikono lebati manifesto whatnot. Leya la belunga ba profita ulana ba bona yonki into le izango mazabelung. Enye genge ngayibuka ngayiqeda nge one day. Kwaba bathi ni King of Jozi. Hayi leyana ngayiqeda one day leyokuqala nale esibili ngayiqeda one day naye.
Yo sis, for me it's gotta be Ilona. GOT, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones was crazy because I've never really enjoyed series or even a movie based on those medieval times, you know, until I watched Game of Thrones because people were talking about it. I think it only took me like first three episodes and I was hooked and it got crazier and crazier and I watched right up until the end. It was crazy, man.
You see, GOT... I've never watched even now.
I wanted to say, I think I'm the only person in the country who has not watched Game of Thrones.
I've never watched a single frame of it. But I'm told it's really good.
Yeah.
Except the last season, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll get around to it. It'll just depend. Mm-hmm. The one is how I feel. Mm-hmm. Ira Star, Rush on 959. Before that, Beyonce, Break My Soul. And we kicked off the triple play with Shekinah, The Sound. So before we wrap up the second hour of the show, I got a couple more voice notes. It seems there's actually a lot that people started off not liking and then eventually became fans of. Let's see how many voice notes we can get through before we have to move on to news. And then, of course, after that will be a mix. It's a very dope R&B mix brought to you by the one and only DJ Hudson.
Yo, mini series AS Sing Invest Ubio, you the Walking Dead. Yo, and the first time in love, even Galubi Pega, Nitole, ETVT, Akona, Estra Tiniba promoter in music. And the series only had 3 episodes, season 1. But now we are on season 11. Ilogi Itola, Ipajet, and it is so addictive.
Okay, The Walking Dead. You know what other show I initially was like, whatever. Then I end up loving it. House. House MD. It's an old show. Used to be on like maybe 2007 or something like that. Until this day, for me, that's one of my favorite shows.
Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3. But the first one also died. Chikichan, Lao Zalang Atila. Yes, yes. I can't wait for Rush Hour 4. They are so nice. Among our Mampele, they're so hilarious. And even among Abnand. Marawi Rush Hour 1. I'll Zalang Atila Mampele, Chikichan, Chris Chaka. Yeah. Just we can't wait for Rush Hour 4.
That's funny. Is there going to be a Rush Hour 4? Well, we're going to see. What I can tell you is that there's going to be a Bad Boys for Life, though. That one is coming out and it's been announced. So look out for that as well.
I'm an actor. Lega and Bamba Spartacus. I Spartacus Matur. Spartacus Mafunagu Begonumuntuaku. Spartacus Simnan Mapeganumuntuaku. Yeah, Simnan Spartacus. Negre 100. Yeah.
What's Spartacus now? I've never heard of that. 300, I saw that movie, but Spartacus I've never seen. If you know what it is, please explain to me.
I'm Sizwest, Joe. Transformers out here. About the I'm gonna know we pinned. I'm like, no, I'm not in a corner. I'm doing it.
That's funny. People love movies, eh?
I used to get annoyed. Bakulumang at the wife, putum tal, and then what is that? I had to go to even a show make the wife. I'm enjoying even the new one, the new series, the adult. Adulting those guys by 4. You should watch it. It's so nice.
Mm.
Yo, for me, I'm not a TV person, right? But Real Housewives of Durban, my God, that thing got me hooked. Like, I binge on that thing hard, and I follow them. I have favorite characters, and also so anything to do with Marvel and superheroes, I'm there, you know? My other favorite is Amsterdam. There's a series called Amsterdam. Is it Amsterdam? No, I can't remember the name. But New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam and a series called You. Oh my God, I am there. I am following you like you can't believe. I'm following New Amsterdam like you can't believe. And before I used to be like, oh my God, really, guys.
Oh man, I think that's where we're going to leave it. There's one more voice notes, but it's too long. It's going to make us late for news.